This is CBS Eye on the World. The business of America is small business. And I go to Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the UK and US edition. We begin with, where is the economy? These promises of recovery followed by these promises of recession. Gene follows the Architecture Billings Index. It is something he's talked about for years, and right now it is showing one direction. Gene, a very good evening to you. Why the Architecture Billings Index, and what does October tell us ahead?
John, it's great to talk with you. So, you know, for anybody that's listened to our conversations, I think you know that I love the Architectural Billings Index from the American Institute of Architects. It is it's a measure of what their members are billing, which means that architects, the work that they're doing now, which will turn into mostly commercial buildings in the future, it had been trending up over the past, you know, few months. So even as we were hearing all this bad news in the construction and real estate industry, I was feeling better about, you know, commercial building and construction as a recovery sometime in the next 6 to 12 months, if the you know, Architectural Billings Index was saying. But unfortunately, in October, it took a drop. And that's not great news for the economy. I mean, that tells us that there is some pullback in now commercial building, because, you know, architects are billing out a little bit less than compared to prior periods than what they were before. We're starting to see the impact, I guess, of a slowing economy and rising interest rates and mortgage rates that are impacting even not only residential, but commercial builders' plans for construction. So maybe it's a blip, but we'll keep tracking it. But it was a matter of concern to me.
We can say, though, it is a measure of the success of the Federal Reserve to slow the rate of inflation, because what's ahead of us is the December meeting of the Federal Reserve, the board, and monetary policy. Perhaps the increase is 50 basis points. We can't tell at this point, but the Fed wants things to slow down. It wants something like a recession. So I go to a number that seems to be a contradiction, Gene. Retail sales in October increased 1.3%. Mm. Does that mean we've still got money in our pocket, or does that mean that inflation hasn't yet found a way of slowing down our spending?
You know, never underestimate the power of the American consumer and their desire to spend. The increase in retail sales actually correlates with what the banks have been reporting. Both the CEO of Wells Fargo and JP Morgan, Jamie Dimon, just reported a few weeks ago that credit card spending has been significant and what they call very healthy. Very healthy if you're a bank, of course. Credit card debt right now is exploding, and household wealth at the same time is declining significantly, as we are seeing the declines in stock market and real estate values as well. So there is an intersection of it. And you know, my prediction is, and I wrote about this, you'll see next week, John, and we'll talk about it hopefully after the holidays. But I am I worked on a piece for The Hill about why I think this holiday season is not going to be a great one for small businesses. Because I think a lot of people are going to be pulling back on their spending over the holidays. And the increase that we saw in retail spending in October, I think is probably going to be the last gasp of retail spending that we'll see from a strong number standpoint for a number of months to come.
Four metrics follow all of this anticipation of a recession. The inventory, active inventory for realtors is up 45% year over year. The New York Fed reports household debt increasing. The port traffic is down sharply. That means imports. And builder confidence is decreased. All those measures say what the Architecture Billing Index is saying. We've become cautious. We're hesitating. We're bowing our heads and getting ready for winter. But, Gene, you've been traveling.
Yeah.
And you were in North Carolina and New Orleans. Note says you were in North Carolina meeting your colleagues, CPAs. And in New Orleans, you were talking to software designers. What did you hear from them? Two diverse audiences.
Yeah, from both those audiences, I found that 2022 has been a good year for them both. CPAs in particular in the financial services world have been very busy, still catching up on all the government stimulus programs, from paycheck protection programs to employee retention tax credit, work opportunity tax credit, all sorts of things that CPAs have been busy doing. They're not complaining about 2022. And the software developers them well in the technology industry. These are smaller companies. These were not employees at Google or Amazon or any of the other companies that are going through, you know, pullbacks. A lot of people in the technology, you know, smaller companies have been also at a decent 2022. All of them still came off the year, as we're heading to the end of this year, with caution about 2023. They're not so certain that that's going to continue. And I think what we're looking at is, is people being, caution is the word a lot. There was a lot of uncertainty that's out there about 2023. John, there's a lot of things that are brewing in the economy, and you just mentioned a few of them that are really shaping up to be, creating some cloudy days ahead. I think the tipping point will be energy prices and what happens over the next few months with the war that's going on in Ukraine. If energy prices right now, we've pretty much depleted our emergency reserves. The president has done what he had to do politically to survive the midterms, and now we're kind of exposed. And if some projections are that oil prices are going to be spiking significantly over the winter. If Russia escalates the war in Ukraine, it could really become a problem for supply. Continuing regulations are continuing to hit the oil and gas industry. There's not being let up, and because of that, I a lot of people are concerned that that's going to be the tipping point to really turn the economy into a real recession next year, because that's going to couple with rising interest rates and a pullback on money supply. So people are worried about that. As good as 2022 was. The people I talk to are not idiots. They see what's coming forward, and it's not an optimistic year ahead of them.
There is some of the paradox you've just identified, Gene, because we can go through the industries, and some are in clearly recession mode. That would be real estate. Yeah.
Technology.
But others are saying, hey, things are good. You mentioned the CPA. These are small firms. These aren't the giants of New York City and Los Angeles.
Correct.
Software developers, this isn't Microsoft. This is specific hired software development, and they're saying, hey, things are good. So does this make sense to you? It's the strangest recession. It's for some and not for others.
Yeah, it really is strange. And even in this inflationary year, there's a couple things to keep in mind. I think President Biden got lucky with this midterms. We had inflation that ranged from 8 to 9% this year. But, ADP reported just a couple of weeks ago that, average increases of salaries was about 7.8% year over year. And for people that switched jobs, it was close to 15%. So employers have been stepping up in these times of continuing labor shortages and matching salaries with inflation. So a lot of people have not been really feeling that inflationary pain. And unless you are in real estate or technology or some manufacturing parts, you really were not having such a bad year. Retailers have recovered. Travel, people, the airports are busy. Restaurants have been busy as well. Service industry has been doing very well. Business and personal services like accountants and software developers. So there's, it's a big country, John. You can't just say, the entire country has been in a recession. It's parts of the country and certain industries and certain regions that have been impacted by this. The reason why I say that President Biden was likely lucky is that I don't know how long businesses can sustain this, another year of 7 to 9% inflation. And then a year after that, there is a point where you really kind of hit a wall. It really becomes a problem, and to keep up with salaries for your employees. So, enough wealth has been built up in a very low interest rate environment over the past couple of years that the economy and businesses were able to absorb some of these hits that we've seen in 2022. I'm not so sure that people are going to be positioned to absorb those hits in 2023 and 2024.
Just to check on a couple of things that we used to talk about all the time recovering from the pandemic. Are the planes full? Are the airports full? The rental
full.
Cars, are they available?
Full and available. Yeah. I mean, there is, when I go, planes are packed, and I'm talking as a very frequent traveler. Hotels are extremely busy. New Orleans was bumping when I was down there, very busy. And every airport that I go to, it's the complete opposite of the story we heard during the pandemic. The rental car garages are filled with rental cars. They have resupplied themselves, and people are renting cars as well. And the conferences that I were at, John, all, because I asked them about their numbers are equal to pre-pandemic levels. So there are a lot of software developers and a lot of accountants there that travel to the places that I travel to go to those meetings. So those businesses, they're doing well, and they're back.
Over the course of the first and second quarter of 23, we'll find a solution to this mix. But we're going to small business next, especially if you're anticipating layoffs. This is CBS Eye on the World with Jean Marks, a small business columnist for The Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, as well as our hometown newspaper, The Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.